Hello, my name is William Lewis Hornbuckle Jr. Thank you for watching and listening to our show, Real Answers for Real Issues. Let's talk about Mr. Obvious. The one thing we talk about issues and you're African American, the very first thing that comes to mind is social injustice, racism, oppression, discrimination. We can't get treated right, can't really trust what is going on in government. And it's frustrating. You know, when I see every protest and I see every march and I see people are frustrated and they're tired. They're tired of what's going on and it's just kind of like, man, what do we do? Where do we go from here? How many more times can we march? How many more times can we do this? And it's not good. I feel it. I've experienced it. My kids, bad to say it, but they go to a school where they're judged and they're discriminated against because of the color of their skin. And it is a vicious cycle that's going on and over again. And sometimes you just want peace. Sometimes you just want to be treated fairly. Sometimes you just want to go forward and not be a target. And when the police come and you're having to look over your shoulder, or you're on the job and they don't think you're smart enough, or they don't think, they're asking you for your birth certificates and so many different things. And I see people and I see their hurt and I see their pain and I see their frustration. And I'm with you. I am. I'm going to tell you where I find peace. I'm going to tell you where I escape. I'm going to tell you how I manage to make it every day, how I manage to put a smile on my face and go about my day-to-day business. One of the things that I do is I have a secret on the inside of me and inside of my mind. I know that I am created smart. I know I'm created gifted. I know I'm intelligent. And I know that all men are created equal and have rights and abilities. And I know that I am deserving of the same rights and opportunities as everybody else, because I know the highest judge in the world is God Almighty. And he is not a respecter of person. He does not give one person this and say, oh, I don't want to give this to you because you're a different color. I don't want to give you this to you because you're a different size. No, God is not discriminating against us. He is for human race. He is for every color, every size, every shape, every gender. He is for people. And if I start worried about misguided souls, I'm going to miss out on what the real person in charge has for me. And I know that God is not withholding blessings from me because of my color. I still prosper in the midst of people being biased, in the midst of people being racist. I still prosper because I know God does not care whatever color we are. He loves you because you are a person. And that is how I escape, because I don't worry about what they are doing, because in the back of my mind, I know one day everybody will stand before the just judge. Everybody will stand before God when they die, and he is going to ask you, did you treat your brothers, your sister, your neighbor right? So I have to make it my goal to treat everybody right, to be a good neighbor, to be a good citizen, to do the right thing, so I don't have to stand before God and say, I was guilty of not liking this person because of the color of their skin, because they didn't look a certain way, because they didn't act a certain way. God asked me to be good and to be kind and to help those who are in need. And in return, he is going to look out for me. He looked out for me so much. He's keep doing it. When I didn't know him, he looked out for me. When I do know him, he looked out for me. In the future, I know and believe he's going to continue to look out for me. So, my brothers and sisters who are feeling this heavy burden of oppression and injustice, I have a history lesson for you. You say, yay, history lesson. If anybody heard of Jesus, well, that should be a really, really like, duh, we know about Jesus. Well, one thing I want you to understand, when Jesus was born on this earth to Mary, the Jewish people were oppressed. The Jewish people were mistreated and discriminated against by the Roman Empire. How do you think we got the crucifixion? The Romans nailed people to the cross as a form of execution. When the Jews went to Pontius Pilate, who was a Roman official, they had to do whatever Rome said because they was under Roman control. They were oppressed. And Jesus was born in oppression. And he rose to save the world and all mankind. And if we want a shot at getting to heaven and getting to know God, we got to accept this Jesus who was born into oppression, who was discriminated against himself. So all these people that may look at you and may judge you for the color of your skin, they are going to have to come to a Jesus who was mistreated and talked bad and discriminated against. Maybe because of the color of his skin, maybe because the Jewish people are oppressed, but we all got to go through this Jesus who came here oppressed, who saved the world and saved all mankind. So how dumb is it to hate people when you have to go to the Savior who was hated himself, who was mistreated himself to get salvation for you? That, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, is a fact. And that is history. That is in your Bible. So I don't know how people can hate. I don't know how they can discriminate and hold up Bibles and treat each other wrong when inside the Bible, that is what Jesus experienced when he was born on this earth and he saved all mankind. So, my answer for you is to know that God doesn't care. He doesn't care if you're brown, green, orange, purple, blue, whatever. He cares about you as a person. And if you're feeling like it's a lot going on, God still doesn't have to hold your blessings up. In spite of all this is going on, you can still be blessed. You can still succeed. You can still prosper. So, that is how I deal with the injustice, the racism. I know that they will give an account one day, and I also know that God does not withhold his goodness from me because of any color, because of any reason. He's been good to me, and he will be good to you, whatever color you are. And I hope that many, many different people hear this and is encouraged behind it. I'm William Lewis Hornbuckle. This is Real Answers for Real Issues. Bye-bye.